Oh, you can do better than that. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. If you still remember his touch. How many of you remember his touch today? I remember it like it was yesterday when he touched me. When I first came to believe what I've been hearing all my life, it was like a touch. And oh, the joy. Oh, the joy. The joy that flooded my soul. Sometimes you have to go back to that point of reference, to that Ebenezer, that place where God was who God is in your life, where you first believed. That place where you experience that joy so that you can reclaim that joy in the midst of all of your trials, all of your tribulations. Because I don't know if everybody believes God is good all the time. I know you say it, but even in the midst of your storms and your crises in life, is God still good? Or is he suspect? Does he become suspect at that time? I come by to tell you today that God is good all the time, and all the time our God is good. You know, shout hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Trying to free somebody up from their emotional roller coaster this morning, because I know they ebb and they flow. But in the midst of it all, our God is still good. He's awesome. He's a miracle, wonder-working power. Always in our lives. Everything that he has blessed us in heavenly places, you can have it right here on earth. That love, that joy, that peace, that long suffering, that patience, that kindness, that generation, that generosity, that faithfulness, that gentleness, and that self-control. God has promised to you that you can have it even in the midst of stormy weather. I don't know if people really understand or even can relate to how ever ready and ever present and ever equipped you are and I am in the midst of these trials, these tribulations that we might encounter. And you can rest assured, y'all, this world is full of chaos. This world is full of calamities, and we don't know where the next bump in the road is going to be. But how many of you can still say, oh, the joy is flooding my soul? How many of you could say, oh, the kindness, the patience, oh, the love, oh, the peace of God is still flooding my soul? When Jesus has touched you in the midst of all of it, you can stand on top of your emotions and say to your emotion, peace, joy, patience. You can say, be still and know that God, he is still in control. How many of you believe that today? How many of you believe that today? That's where you got to get. That's what we've been we've been talking about this whole year, because I knew it, God is preparing us for something. And he's preparing us to deal with the somethings that our lives encounter. Y'all better grab hold to it. Better grab hold to it, because I believe that he has given you what you will need. Amen, lights. If he don't give you nothing else, you ought to know that he's given you the power of the Holy Spirit that you can rest in and you can rock and roll in. You can deal. That's all I'm saying. You can handle your business and give him his joy and glory in the midst of it all. Why don't you say amen this morning? It's good to be back this morning and good to offer you those words of encouragement. We've had our own challenges throughout these few weeks. Last week, we buried a young aunt of ours, and we were able to do that even still with joy and peace and self-control. And then to turn around, we had to put my youngest brother in the hospital this week. And he's having his own challenges. And he is facing some uphill climbs as he's intubated in the hospital. But we're trusting God in the midst of it that we are able to ride against the currents of this world. You know, God didn't promise us life forever and ever in this world, but he has promised to us that he would never leave us and forsake us in this world. And now it's that time where God really becomes good, real. And now is that time when you check yourself and look within and say, how many wins am I getting in this situation versus how many losses? Is it still well with your soul? Y'all need to hear me this morning, because I believe somebody can attest to the rocky journey that we are on in this life. And I know some people don't ride too well. You hit a bump in the road and you go all over the place. And everybody that's attached to you follow that same rhythm along with you, and everybody tore up from the floor. But in the same token, something should have happened to the believer in the gospel that causes him to be or her to be able to stand tall and ride this thing on out. Bible say we're going through some things. How well are you going through it? You're more than a conqueror. How many wins in the spirit do you have? Oh yeah, it's gonna knock you down, but how many get back up, practice their faith, and keep on walking tall in the midst of those knockdowns? How many wins do you have? Do you still have joy? Do you still have peace? Are you still able to suffer long in patience? Oh, when something happened, you ought to know that you know somebody who is able to calm the storms of life. Somebody who is able to help you to walk on water. Somebody who is able to help you to see beyond your circumstance and your situation and see the victory. And then seize the victory. Oh, when he touched you, you have all of that. When he has touched you, and oh, the joy floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know. Do you know that you know? He touched me, has made me whole. God bless you. God bless you. I do have a word from the Lord that I think is going to be applicable to all that we are experiencing in this place today. I think God is wanting us to know your winning spirit and for you to embrace a winner's attitude regardless to what this old world can offer you. And it just so happened, y'all, to be tied to where I've been all year. Somebody said, oh, I thought he'd come back with something new. No, I'm coming back with something deeper. Even deeper. Because I believe God wants us to hear it and know that you can brace yourself when life throws those things against you. I was looking at that scripture, and out of the middle of it again, it jumps out this truth that God wants us to live for the praise of his glory. In Ephesians 1, chapter 12 through 14, God wants us to live for the praise of his glory. And God wants us to understand that in him we've heard a word of truth. And this gospel of our salvation is ours as we have believed in him. And he says, you are marked with the seal of the Holy, you're marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Wow. Why would he mark me with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit? So God, speak to our hearts today from this scripture and those that you have written according to your word. And have your way with us, the hearers, that we might also anchor ourselves and become doers, not just hearers only, but doers, and allow ourselves to experience you every step of the way. Have your way with this awaiting congregation and speak to our minds and hearts today. It's in the name of Jesus we do pray. The church said amen. 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 Thank you, Urshas, for being attentive. And we want you to hear what God is saying to us today. And be open enough to your own situations, your own being, and ask yourself the question, am I really enjoying this journey of faith? Or am I just clicheing it? Am I just wearing it on my sleeve, not realizing the fullness of the word that I have in my possession, or the position that God has placed me in the midst of all of what is happening around me, in the midst of all of these challenges of life? I don't have to name them to you. You already know. You're tied into the media, and the media lets you know every day 24/7 how bad things are. We get an opportunity on Sunday morning, about an hour. Well, don't push it, Reverend. Don't push it, because I can stay with you for about 15 to 20 minutes. But if you go over that, I'm gonna kick you to the curb. But we get this opportunity to hear and understand and know that there's a goodness in God in the midst of the challenges that life is going to throw you away. Anybody had some, my oldest brother used to sing a song, "Trouble in My Way, I Have to Cry Sometimes. So much trouble, I gotta cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus will fix it after a while." Y'all remember that song? Amen. We used to sing it back there in the day, that song, "Jesus, He Will Fix It After a While." He keeping us mindful of remaining faithful to God and to His truths and what God has, that and that God has the final say in all that we encounter. That the media doesn't trump God. That Trump doesn't trump God. That the challenges that this world present to us, even death has been conquered. God is in control. And He wants you to know that if you're His and He is yours, then you can learn to operate in that. You'll be all right. Of course, you're going to have to check yourself along the way. You got to check yourself. See, you check your performance along the way and make sure that you're maintaining a record, so to speak. Not that God is looking at a record, but just for your own good. Glenn, I've been working on my golf game a little bit, and so I'm checking my record. I'm checking how well I do with certain irons and so forth, certain drivers and things of that nature. I'm checking myself, because some of those particular areas in life, y'all, they need some practice. And y'all do know that even in the Christian faith, this is all about practice to make perfect. So I check my wins in certain areas, and thank God it's a personal thing for me, because I can't blame it on anybody. It's so personal that it becomes me against the course. And regardless to how the course looks, regardless to how the situation is, it's my ability to respond regardless of the course's condition. When I think about that, I think about how important it is for us in the faith to begin to analyze ourselves carefully as to how well are we doing with, we're believing that God's good and all the time, and all the time God's good. How does it look from God's perspective? Are we living for the praise of his glory? When God looks at us, does God see us to the praise of his glory? Or do y'all really understand even what that means? I mean, do you look God? Do you look good to God in all that he has given to you and to me? Do you look good before God? I ain't talking about how you feel, but do you look good? Are you performing well? God wants us to see within ourselves. And the best way you can begin to do, to live for the praise of his glory, is to look at your own personal wins and losses. How many of them am I winning? How many of them am I losing? And mind you, y'all, I know this is an uphill battle, and you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. But you got to understand something about winning and losing. You can learn something in your winning. You can rejoice in your winnings. But you can also learn something in your losses. More about yourself, rather than looking at the person that might have created any kind of thing you might be going through. Are y'all with me today? One thing you gotta get that is that here is that your faith is personal. Your faith is personal. It begins on the inside of you. And it manifests outwardly. Your faith is personal. How well are you doing in your faith journey? Is it bringing praise for the praise of his glory? For all the things that he's done for you? Or is he wondering about you, saying, will he ever get it? Will he ever make that thing happen? Well, you can tell within your own self then. You can tell your own progress. See, gaining traction, moving forward in the beloved is gaining traction into what God has given you to operate with. It ain't like he dropped you here and he's left it here for you to figure it out. When he touched you, he let you know. When the joy flooded your soul, he let you know, I am with you. Now what you gonna do with me? I want you to understand something here, because wins and losses are important in our vernacular here, because the Bible says that we have been sealed. We have the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. The seal. We have the authority within ourselves to be more than a conqueror over the things that we encounter along the way. How many of you hear me today? More than a conqueror. And it also suggests something else. It suggests a preventive measure that nothing can really, if something is sealed, it keeps things from getting in, and it also keeps things from getting out. Sometimes we have a tendency to let our emotions override the Spirit of God. We allow what has been said, what has been done. We allow our conditions, our circumstances to invade us and then operate from us. But God is saying to you, no, you're missing it. Yeah, emotions are there, but I don't want you to continue to, I want you to take advantage of these emotions and ride against the wave. I'm going to be obedient and say that God said to me this morning, he said, it's like a surfer. He says, the surfer has the confidence of the board, not losing the board, because they ankle this board on him. That's to keep him from drowning or going somewhere out of bounds or something along that line, should he fall. And then he told me, he says, and though he looks for the best wave. He looks for the best, and I alluded that to emotions. He looks for the currents of life. He looks for the waves of life that comes dashing in, and he gets on that, and he learns to ride the waves and the currents. And his best rides are on the bigger waves and the bigger current that he encounters. So you see him riding the waves and the currents. And I looked at our own situations, and I say, how many wins am I getting on a surfboard? How many losses do I have on my ride on this journey? The challenge, you all, that I'm trying to get you to see is to let you know that God is saying to you, you can have more wins than losses. But if you don't get on the board and begin to surf against the waves and the currents or the emotional things that come up at you, you'll never learn to ride. If you're going to fall prey to the winds and the waves every time they hit you, your challenges are going to be many. And your life is not going to be as peaceful, as joyful, sustainable. Your self-control is not going to be in place as it possibly can, because you know the fruit of the Spirit is all that God has to offer you in this life. Y'all know that? The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Patience. The fruit of the Spirit is, it's about nine of them that comes to you, and it covers every area of this life. It leads you against what your flesh is prone to give you, and that is the impurities of life, the idolatries, the enmities, the strife, the jealousies, the angers, the quarrels, the dissensions, the factions, the envy, the drunkenness, the carousings, and things like these. He's keeping you away from that because that doesn't bring him praise and glory. He has prepared you and I that in the midst of the challenges, you can surf. You can ride the waves. You can ride against the tides that are coming at you. He's given you a buoyant position to where nothing can seep in. Nothing can take you out. Nothing can wipe you out, even if you fall. If you fall, get back up. Get back on the surfboard. Get back in the game so that you can win. Begin to operate like you have a winner's spirit, because God wants you to know that I've given you something that you can win with. I've given you my peace. I've given you my joy. He said, I don't necessarily have to correct the thing for you, but you can correct the thing if you operate in the Spirit. You operate in my joy. You operate in my peace. You operate in my long suffering. You operate in my gentleness. You operate in my self-control. I've given you what you need. You got it packaged. You got it promised. It's inherited in all of us who believe. Y'all need me to go back and start talking to you about your inheritance again? It's time to take it forward. It's time to believe it enough that you get yourself some traction. Get on the surfboard and begin to, woo, I heard it back there. Somebody hear me this morning. You begin to ride the rhythm. You know, I was listening to the choir this morning, and those guys, and Nettie Ray, it's good to see you. You rolled back in here, and you're right back in place. Y'all don't know, Nettie been dealing with some sickness herself. And she's back this morning, and it's good to see her back. I saw her back last week or two, too. It's good to see her back. But my point in all of this is that you can't let it get you down. You got to stay up. You got to stay above it. You got to ride the waves and the currents of this life. So I want you to be challenged this morning to think about those things. The Sunday school lesson this morning talked about the Word of God giving us peace in the midst of all of the things that you encountered. Does the Word of God give you peace? Does the word of God give you peace? That's where you get your wins from. That's where you calculate your wins from in the area of peace. Does the word of God give you joy? When you hear the word of God and you get confident in the fact that God has given me a word and this thing is going to get me through the challenge that I'm facing right now. Does the word of God control you, or do you just fly off the handle? Woo! I know I'm talking to somebody. Y'all don't like to hear this kind of stuff. But this is to get you into the traction of this not just being something that you hear and you wear it on your sleeve and you wear it as a saying, but you begin to abide within it. Because God has given us a commandment. God has said to us that you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. And they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love you, and those who love you will be loved by the Father. He wants you to know that you're loved. You're loved. I didn't leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I saw Peter and them on the boat the other day, and Peter and the disciples was traveling on the boat with Jesus, and all of a sudden a storm blew up in the thing, and Jesus was back there just chilling. And them boys got in their emotion. Don't you care that we perishing? We's perishing out here. Don't you even care? And Jesus said, oh, you of little faith. Raised up, said to the wind, peace, be still. That's what Jesus' love does for you and for me. He's always observant of where we are. But are we observant of the reality that he is with you and he's with me? And he loves me enough not to leave me hanging. I just got to do my part. I just got to do my part. I just got to be still and know that he's God. And he's a God of all winds. He's got a success rate, y'all, that I don't care who has been proven. Still not perfect. But God's record is perfect. And God's intention is to perfect you and I. And he's given every one of us what we need. So my challenge is to you today is to think about your wins and your loss category. Not mine. Don't count mine. Don't count mine. I got a responsibility of counting mine. Count yours and see how you are lining up with what you already have within. I don't know about you all, but I think about the first sermon I preached about this time some years ago. I don't even know right now. But it was all about walking on water. Y'all remember that? That story about Peter getting out of the boat and walk on water. And long as he had his faith fixed with the right focus, long as he had his eyes on Jesus, that boy was moonwalking. That boy was skating. That boy was surfing on stormy seas. That boy was handling his business. And everybody that was looking at him, including God himself, was marveling at the reality of how he was so locked in to Jesus that he was willing to get out of the boat and walk to him. In the midst of all of that turbulence, get out of the boat and walked on the water. Then he got out there. He started looking at himself, y'all. He started looking at the circumstance. He's looking at the coulda, woulda, shouldas happening. The Bible says he started to sink in his emotions, sink in all of that, when all of what God has done has been proving ground. You walking on water, boy. You got the ability to walk on water if you keep your eyes on me. You can walk against the challenges in your life if you keep your eyes on me. If you fix your faith with the right focus, if you maintain the integrity of the Spirit, that even in these situations like this, you can come forth. But God showed him his love. God showed him his grace. God showed him his mercy. And he reached out to God. I thank God for that peace, because he reached out, because all of us fall and come short of the glory of God. But he looked beyond his fault, and he saw his need. And even Peter say, "Lord, I'm falling. Lord, I ain't doing such a good job with this situation. Save me." And the Bible says he scooped him up, raised him back up, put him back in the boat. And I'm sure he was saying to him, "Try it again. Don't do it that way no more. You should have learned. But try it this way again. Try it in my peace, and watch the Spirit of God work. Watch the Spirit of God give you the kind of control that you need to even walk against the currents that you are facing." I know I done said something to somebody. I'm just praying that you take out of it what is for you, and that you take advantage of what has been given to you today. That you don't fall prey always to the winds and the currents. That you practice the faith till you get it. Glenn, I've been working on this game for a long time, man. I see improvements, but I'm not gonna quit my day job, because I'm not ready for the pros, and I'll probably never be ready for the pros. I'm not suggesting that y'all go out there and try to learn to surf. I'm trying to learn. I want you to just learn the principles of surfing and use it with regard to your walk, your journey. Because the principles are the same. Y'all know what emotions do? It just causes a wave of stuff. Not clarity, but just stuff. Comes in many forms and fashions. And we're good at it. We're good at it. It get down to the 10th layer. It just avalanches. But spirit brings about glory to God. The fruit of the spirit, y'all, is love. It is joy. Let there be love. Let there be joy. Let there be peace. Let there be patience. Let there be kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in your life first. And then just like a tree planted by the river of water, everybody can experience your love. Everybody can experience your joy. Everybody can experience your peace. Everybody can experience your patience, your kindness, your generosity, your faithfulness, your gentleness, and your self-control. Galatians 5 and 23 says, there is no law against these things. You can have it. It's freely given. It's yours for the taking. And it's in Jesus' name we pray these things upon you. Amen. Amen. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. I maintain this peace. World don't give it. World can't take it. I've learned something about the Word of God. And it's the Word that gives me my peace. If you anxious tonight, try this. In your anxiety, emotions, try this. Cut on some music that's full of, I got to be careful because you got music that's fully emotion grabbing and jerking you around in your emotions and stuff. But find a word-filled music. Music that's just going to speak truth concerning the gospel of God. I didn't just say try gospel music. No, all of it ain't good for you. Jerk you all around trying to find the message in the midst of all of the emotions. Find you some word. Put your rabbit ears on your ears and just listen to somebody. If you can't see it clearly, just listen to somebody speak it in you. Speak it to you and it'll get in you. Find some ways toward this peace. And I guarantee you your life won't be the same. Your life will be better for it. body racked with pain, find you a word that God is a healer. And allow that word to minister to you over and over and over and over and over until it sinks in through all of your emotions. I guarantee you that'd be feeling better. You run into Johnny Walker Red, W.L. Weller. Hey, man, I get it. Y'all need to try Jesus. Y'all need to try him, and you'll find out. Oh, taste and see that our God is good. And he's good all the time. And all the time, he's good. Let the church say amen. If you believe today, let the church say amen and thank God. Amen.